Thursday night football, national television, big win for the Philadelphia Eagles. They prevent the Giants from clinching a playoff spot. We're going to take a look at some of the key plays in the Eagles' first division win of the 2016 season. The Eagles jumped out to a 7-0 lead on their first offensive possession. And I want to show you two plays. Of course, we'll end with a touchdown. But this 9-yard run by Carson Wentz is really interesting because it's something we've talked about all season with the Philadelphia Eagles and one of their staple route concepts. We've talked a lot about the three-level stretch, and if you've been watching Eagles.com through the season, you've seen me break that down. And that's exactly what this 9-yard run by Carson Wentz was. It was actually a three-level stretch concept that didn't quite work out, and Wentz did a good job. So let's show it. So what we have here is Nelson Aguilar is going to run a post route. Jordan Matthews is going to run a post route. We've seen this before, double posts on the slot side. Now, normally on a three-level stretch, the third receiver, the intermediate receiver, is on the same side as the posts. The Eagles tried something different here. Here is Zach Ertz, and he's caught a lot of these intermediate three-level stretch concepts. He's here, so he's going to run across the field. And you'll see what happens here. Kelvin Shepard, the linebacker for the Giants, does an outstanding job of recognizing this. So let's clear the screen. Let this go. You'll see the two posts at the top of the screen. And now Carson Wentz is looking, and he's waiting right here for Ertz. But the problem is that throw is not there because Shepard did a really good job. Now keep in mind, the two post routes are really to lift the coverage. The throw is meant to go to Ertz on the intermediate route. So let's clear this, and you'll see Wentz does a good job. Don't force the ball. And then he uses his legs really effectively to take a play in which the defense tactically won, and he turned it into a 9-yard gain. A really good job by Carson Wentz. And what that did, of course, is it set up the touchdown run by Darren Sproles. And the touchdown run by Darren Sproles was a toss. And it was a blocking concept that we call down, down, pull, pull. And there's two down blocks. One of them is by Jordan Matthews. The other is by Aguilar, who's right here on the outside. Two down blocks. And let's just clear those and then show you the two pulls. It's right here, Lane Johnson and Zach Ertz. So as we said, it's down, down, pull, pull. Let's clear the screen and we'll show that to you. We'll freeze it again and you'll really see. There's the two down blocks. There's the pull right here. Freeze it. What you get is you get Sproles on the edge. There's Johnson. There's Ertz. This is about as beautifully done as you can get because look what the two down blocks did inside. It created all this space. There's no giant available to get to the outside. And now you have the two pullers, Johnson and Ertz. This is beautifully executed. You see the lane for Sproles. He reads the block of Johnson, runs outside of him. Ertz does an excellent job. And it's a touchdown by Darren Sproles. A really nice first drive for the Eagles. They went ahead 7-0. The Eagles' second touchdown was scored by the defense, and it was really a tremendous play. I love the whole concept, and I love the way they executed it. First of all, there's a disguise element, because right now it looks like two deep safeties. It looks like they're playing what we call two-man coverage, matching up with two deep safeties, as we see, and man-to-man. But this is not two-man coverage. We're not going anywhere yet. Let's clear the screen. What this ends up becoming is what we call a man-free concept. And you're going to see Rodney McLeod right here. He's really the man-free safety, the single safety, and he's cheated toward Odell Beckham. A lot of teams do this. The Eagles do it here. This is Jalen Watkins. He is not playing a deep safety. He is actually matching up man-to-man on the tight end. So what you have here, though, and the critical piece, is here's Malcolm Jenkins in the slot playing Sterling Shepard. Now, he's playing man-to-man. Keep that in mind. But here's the really cool part of this and why the interception took place, and it fooled Eli Manning. Because what happens when Shepard immediately runs the shallow cross and disappears inside, instead of Jenkins running with him, what he does is he passes him on to Jordan Hicks. Now, Jordan Hicks is actually a free defender here in an underneath level of the defense. He's a free defender. So Jenkins passes him on. Let's watch this. Keep focused right there on that part of it, okay? Freeze it right here. Look what happens. Jenkins, he's right here. He's past Shepard on now to Hicks. So what does Jenkins do? He now, in a sense, doubles Will Tye with Watkins. It's not purely a double, but he drops off and is in position to play Will Tye. I really believe on this play that Eli did not see that. He was reading this as man, which it was, and he thought Jenkins would run with Shepard. But let's clear the screen, and he'll make this throw, and there's Malcolm Jenkins right there. This is an outstanding job of passing off a route, recognizing route concepts. Malcolm Jenkins and Jordan Hicks did an outstanding job, a great interception return for a touchdown by Jenkins. This put the Eagles ahead 14-0. The Eagles' third touchdown of the first half was a thing of beauty. The Eagles' third touchdown of the first half was a thing of beauty. I love the route concept. I love the whole idea of it and how it breaks down zone concepts, whether it's cover three or quarters, meaning cover four. The Giants happen to be in quarters. We'll get to that in a sec. But the two critical routes here, let's start on the close side of the formation to the boundary. This is Zach Ertz, and he's going to run the crossing route. Okay, that's critical here. Here's Nelson Aguilar in the slot. Now, he's going to run what we call a deep over route. He's going to end up all the way on the other side of the field. And the reason that's important, because in quarters coverage, where Nelson Aguilar ends up, you know who's responsible for that deep quarter? That would be Eli Apple down here. Because technically, this is his deep quarter. He's responsible. But there's no way in his vision he has eyes on Nelson Aguilar, and that's the beauty of this route design against zone coverage. So let's clear the screen, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. This is beautifully done. Freeze it right here. Perfect. Where's Eli Apple's eyes? They are inside. That's where he's looking, because in his mind, his receiver, Ertz, is now disappeared across the field. He has no eyes whatsoever, Apple, right here, no eyes at all on Aguilar. And as I said, Aguilar will end up on this deep over route in the deep quarter of Eli Apple. And that is the absolute beauty of this route concept. And we see this play out. We see Carson Wentz make a beautiful throw. This was a great designed route concept, really a two-man route concept. Love it. Put the Eagles ahead. It was their third touchdown of the first half. Love the play. One theme throughout this game was that the Eagles played a lot of what we call split safety coverage, two shell coverage with two deep safeties, and you see it right here. Now, Jalen Watkins got hurt, so Malcolm Jenkins ended up moving back to safety with Jalen Mills playing in the slot over Sterling Shepard. Now, this was the interception in the fourth quarter by Malcolm Jenkins, his second one of the game. And what you're seeing here is the Eagles playing what we call two-man coverage, meaning the two deep safeties and man-to-man. This is all man coverage underneath. Let's clear the screen. Here's what I want you to focus on. I want you to focus right here. This is the matchup of Jalen Mills, Sterling Shepard, and here's Malcolm Jenkins. This is the key matchup right here, and Jenkins is the safety to that side of the field. This is two-man coverage. So let's clear the screen. We're going to watch this play out, and this is actually going to be thrown to the sideline. Jenkins does a great job reading this. The ball is a little underthrown, but Malcolm Jenkins does an excellent job reading that throw. He read Eli Manning. He moved on the throw. His second interception of the game, it took place in the fourth quarter. It was one of the most critical plays in the Eagles' victory. A really nice victory for the Eagles week 16. They will end the season a week from Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. It would sure be nice to end the 2016 season with two consecutive victories.